listening to Revive in 5 with me, your host, Tracy Fixon. I help others revive their spirits, elevate their minds, and energize their bodies. Revive in 5 is your burst of truth to help you make small, simple changes. It's time to revive your life. Hey everyone, it's Tracy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are having an amazing day. We are going to continue our conversations on elevating our mindset and strengthening our mind and finding ways to overcome frustrations in our lives, which really can be simple things that eat at us over and over and over again. So today I wanted to talk about UGH or ugh, right? I want to talk about that. How often do you text someone with that or send an email or send a message with, ugh, I can't believe this is happening. Ugh. You get the point, right? How often do you feel that? How often are you maybe not even vocalizing it, but how often are you thinking it? How often are you saying it? How often are you writing it? How often are you projecting that feeling? So I want to take an opportunity to really encourage you to use that as another trigger, to recognize it as an opportunity to turn it into something else. So we're going to talk about turning it into joy, which feels like the complete opposite of what the feeling really is. But I know that it can be done. I know that you can take these moments and these feelings and turn them into something joyful and positive and something that doesn't frustrate you, something that no longer upsets you. But it takes intentionality, it takes practice, it takes mindfulness, it takes that decision of wanting to overcome it. So I know we've talked about in the past, you know, what is that one thing in your life that you'd really like to work on? Well, for me, it's turning ugh into joy. It's taking any moment of frustration, pausing, and recognizing it as an opportunity for me to grow, for me to get better, for me to elevate my mindset, for me to get more Christ-like, for me to simply become more joyful. And so what I want you to do, and I want you to think about, is take those moments and pause and ask yourself, do I really need to react this way? Is this situation really that big of a deal, for starters? Because sometimes we just instantly overreact. But then also take that as a trigger and an opportunity to pray. To take that situation, you know, say it's something that your spouse is doing. Maybe you can pause in that moment and say, how can I be more loving, Lord? How can I be a better spouse? How can I be a better partner, a better friend? How can I change this situation? And not doing that to put an extra burden on you or to put extra emotion on you, but really to look at it as an opportunity to turn it around. Because I know when I have things that frustrate me, I'm kind of sick of feeling, ugh. I'm sick of feeling frustrated in life. I want to move through the course of life more joyfully, more wise, more patient. You know, something my mom preached over me for, you know, the 24 years of life that I had her with me was to be more patient. So how could I do that in my own parenting, in my own, I always say spousing, I know that's not even a word, but in being a good partner in this life. So turn your ugh into joy by just pausing, praying over whatever that frustration is, whatever that situation is, and using it as an opportunity to elevate yourself, to develop better posture, to develop more poise and sincerity and peace and love and radiance in this life. It's going to be hard, friends. I know that. But I know we can do it. And we can do it simply by focusing on today, one day at a time. God gave us our daily bread, right? And I know that you can turn your ugh into joy. So with that, have an amazing day. And I can't wait to talk to you again real soon. Take care, friends. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If today's message impacted you, I would love to hear from you. Be sure to rate it, leave a review or a comment, and most of all, share it with a friend. Be sure to go back to tracyfixin.com to check out the blog for more encouragement. And remember, it's never too late to revive your life.